Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Welcome back once again from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios. It's Jimmy B and TC here on the Big Talker 1700. Joined right now by our man Wolfgang. You can find him on Twitter at Wolfgang Hawkeye as he joins us right now. Wolfgang, what's going on in your world, my man?
Not much. Looking forward to this. This is supposedly the, nobody wants to talk about sports right now, but there's plenty to talk about if you're a hardcore sports fan. There's PTL, there's Iowa State, there's preseason football magazines coming out. I told you one either today or tomorrow or on Friday. I want to talk about the top 50 college football players of all time. So we got plenty to talk about. There's easy things to talk about when you love sports. So
yes, that does make it much easier. There's no doubt about it. Well, Wolfgang, let's start with the topic that we enjoy the most. Is it fair to say that college basketball is your favorite thing to talk about?
Well, it's my favorite, and I hate it the most. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
It makes no sense, does it?
It doesn't make a lick of sense.
Let me explain it. So I love it, grew up loving watching it most, but when I watch it, I hate it the most. Because I guess I see what's going wrong and what they're not doing and the stupid bleep, whether they're not getting set on screens and picks. You watch, like you said, you watch the NBA, and I told you somebody pointed out, it was one of the most funny things I've heard, and it's probably not funny, but it's stupid. Go ahead and count the illegal screens that you're watching every single time, and then they decide to call it, 4 minutes into the fourth quarter when they've been tackling on screens the whole time. So I guess what I'm saying is, yes, probably basketball is my favorite sport, but it bugs me the most because I see how it's reffed, mm-hmm. I see how it's coached, I see how it's played more than I do football. Does that make any sense?
No, I think I get where you're going. No, I understand that. And there are frustrating components to it. It's a sport that at times feels like could be better than it is. And nationally, on a national scale, it's really not relevant until March. It's a one-month kind of sport. But for goofballs like us, I would love it to be in the conversation all year long. And that's kind of what we do. And that's what
and
we
Clint,
do.
How do we do that? How do we make, because you're not just a, I don't know if I can say that on the air, so I won't say it. But I feel like I'm a jerk sometimes. I don't know. I realize it when I listen to you and I re-listen or the Hawkeye Nation podcast, and I'm just like, man, I am a jerk to be around watching this stuff because I can't shut my mouth.
I'm watching it. I can be the same way. There are times that I have to now remove myself from the situation instead of watching in the living room. Go down to the man cave and just separate myself so I'm not saying choice words to the television in front of the wife, in front of the kid. You got to do that from time to time.
Yeah.
And college basketball is a sport that leads me to do that more than anything, more than football, more than the NFL. Of all my favorite teams, my number one favorite team is still Iowa basketball. That is the one that I root for the most. It is what I grew up with. Yeah, Iowa football was a big deal back in the 80s, but there was just something about those cold winters in the 80s, sitting at home back in the day when it was Thursday nights and then it was Saturday nights and Saturday games, where it felt different. It felt important. And all the football games were not back then. The basketball games were.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got to ask you this question because this is a different question. Maybe it's the same question and you will take it as the same question. I would probably say yes, college basketball is my favorite. Maybe, but I can enjoy football more. I don't know why. I just can.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the question for Trent Condon. As you just said, would you rather win a national championship? Because it hasn't been crazy to say that in football a couple times with the 2002 team, with the a few years ago with our undefeated season. It wasn't crazy in Trent Condon's dream world. Okay, I know you like basketball better,
yep,
blah, blah, blah. Would you rather win a national championship in football or basketball? Now, that's the question.
Before the playoff era of college football, the answer for me was very, very easy. It was basketball. Going through that three-week sojourn, first and second round, to the Sweet 16, to the Final Four, who they'd have to beat. To get there, what they would have to do, it was a no doubt, it was basketball. But now with the playoff era, and starting with first the Big Ten championship game that they'd obviously have to win, and then going and playing a semifinal, more than likely against a heavyweight, and having to win that one. And then the national championship game, that Monday night, that second Monday night in January, playing on that game, the stage all yours. Boy, I'd probably say football, and before 3 years ago, it was a slam dunk. It was a no doubt about it. It was basketball. But today, with the playoff era upon us, I think it's football.
Football is so much bigger than basketball, okay?
Yep.
It's so much bigger. Brings in so much more money. I think it's got to be. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the people out there that are listening would say, nope, I want to be basketball because I played basketball. I love basketball from day one. But if you watch football, and football is king, we all know football is king, and if they do what they did and what they almost did with my boy CJB, what they almost did and could have done maybe with the All-American Stansy, I mean, we were close, Brent. This isn't like it was far-fetched before Stansy got hurt. Do you remember that? This was not, that Northwestern game. Oh, gosh. And he goes, I literally start sweating when I start thinking about it. We were awesome. We were freaking awesome and had a shot, Iowa was, to win it all. And I don't think I'm being homerific here, am I?
That season, 2009, I agree. I absolutely agree. I think that defensively they were good enough that year where they very well would have had an opportunity. Here's the problem.
Because they win the Northwestern game, obviously, right? We were winning, what, by 10 when he went out, right?
I don't think they were up 10 when the injury happened.
Okay, but we were up. We were feeling comfortable. At least I was. I was at the game.
I was not.
Sitting in my bad seats.
I was not feeling comfortable that whole game, leading up to that game. as you know, I'm somewhat of a pessimistic nature kind of comes out of me.
I got you. Are you trying to protect yourself from overwhelming like shame and hurt?
Maybe.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Okay.
So they get there. Here's the problem that year, though. They wouldn't have played for the national championship in 2009. You know why?
We were undefeated. We were undefeated.
Yep. Undefeated.
Then we would have played Ohio State with our quarterback, Stansy, who was a stud.
Yep. And even with the win there, they're undefeated. They're not playing for the national championship. You know why?
I'm trying to remember.
Alabama was 12-0. Texas was undefeated.
Yeah, it's same old BS. Yeah. See, in basketball, at least you got a chance, right?
You do have a chance. But even, let's just say, for argument's sake, that one of those teams would have got a loss. Okay, they're in. You feel better about that. 2 years ago, though, after 2015, Wolfgang, that team's not winning two games. And that's the difference.
Well, yeah, I agree.
The likelihood of an Iowa winning a national championship is in football, I think, has diminished so much from what it was before, where, yes, you had to have a great season, but they've been close. And you have to win one game. Now you have to win a Big Ten championship game, a semifinal game, and that national championship game after the incredible season that you've already had. Those three games, that is the difference. And now, though neither of them are likely, I would argue basketball might be more likely today than football is just because of that, because of what you have to do now to win a national championship in football.
Now, we talked to Tad about this in terms of football. I agree with you. This four-game playoff system, this helps in Alabama.
Yes.
So if they have an off night, boom, uh-oh. You know what I mean? So they had an off night. They're still getting there. Same with Ohio State. Same with Oklahoma. Same with, you know what I mean? Iowa, it's the same old bleep. It's the same old blue bloods crap. I get what you're saying about basketball because guess what? It's a one-game scenario. If you're better than them, you move on. It's not some freaking Olympic, you know, gymnastics judging, Russian judge bleep going on, whether she landed right or she didn't. I kind of get this, but if you're asking me and I ask the question, man, I'd love to. I'm not going to say it's not even close, but man, if Iowa won a football national championship, it's a little bit, it's easily for me to say that over basketball. It just is.
And think of the journey. I mean, that, and that's the great part about this, what they would have to go through to get to that point, who more than likely they would beat in there. It's fun to think about, but sometimes we're just dreaming here on a Tuesday, Wolfgang.
Well, let's dream about basketball. How about that? What? I mean, we got talent.
We do. Yeah, we're seeing this Hawkeye team. The youngsters continue to play well. Jack Nungy, 40 points on Sunday night. He was out there doing his thing. Hits 4 3-pointers, 13 of 15 from the 2-point range. 40 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. Even if you cut that in half, I think Fran McCaffrey would sign up for Nungy. 20 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists a game. You think he'd take that?
Oh, baby, love it. Love it. Can't freaking wait. Real quick, let me ask you, do you know Nungy's 3-point percentage? Because he's not shooting the ball, I don't think, from 3-point range. Well, I'm picking on him here.
Okay.
When you start saying Utah, I mean, let's slow down just a second, because the guy was a stud. Is he ahead of Utah right now? That is the question. Is he ahead of Utah right now? We didn't see him, obviously, in his redshirt year with Wisconsin. Is Nungy ahead of Utah right now?
That's the question. Is that he is further along, maybe with the complete game.
Muscles. Obviously, he's got his body together more.
Physically, absolutely. But Utah, he was a shooter. You know, and with his length, he could cause some problems defensively. But Nungy can play in the post better, can defend better in the post. The physicality is a part of that. It seems like his all-around game is further along, but he's not the shooter that Utah was at this stage.
Okay.
Is what he is shooting from downtown so far.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
7 to 25 for Jack Nungy.
Yeah. So, okay, I wonder if that will improve. It'll be interesting to see what he does. I can't wait to see what he'll do in real prime time. But if we're talking about two true freshmen that are studs, let me ask you this. This is what I want to ask you about Fran's recruiting, okay?
Yeah.
It's obvious you want to get studs in your program.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do anything you can to get studs in your program. But guess what, Trent? If you get all of a certain forward or center type, we're screwed. It obviously has to be a balanced attack. If you don't have guards, and what have you always said? Guards, guards, guards. What has everybody always said?
Yeah.
Guards, guards, guards in the NCAA tournament. We don't have the guards, guards, guards. I love Bohannon. Freaking love him. I can't tell you how much I love him because I love shooters. And some of those quotes that I brought up last week about what he was talking about in terms of watching film and working on his lateral quickness on defense, I can't tell you. That's a young guy. That's a 19-year-old that gets his weakness and is going to improve on it. And I can't wait to see the improvement, Trent. But what do you think of Fran's recruiting? Is he just trying to get talent in here? I mean, you just get what you can, I guess. And he's kind of swung and missed on guards, no?
He has. Yeah, I mean, that's been the great question mark about a guy that was known as somebody that obviously was a point guard himself back in college, a guy that developed. You look at those Siena teams, had a couple of excellent point guards. At one time, they played with 2 point guards. So he hasn't been able to knock down that door. He's been close. You know, a lot of people will say if he would have had the job a year earlier, that Marcus Page wouldn't have left the state.
Yeah.
Would have went to North Carolina. That's all ifs and buts. We know the story of Tyler Ulis and how close they were there, but close doesn't count in recruiting. They've been close. They just haven't been able to knock down that door as it pertains to an elite point guard prospect. That's the one. That's the one that you continue to wait for. And even with the son, Connor, well, now you got to wait another year because he's going to be redshirting this year and playing baseball. So if he finally gets a top 100 point guard, is he really a point guard at the D1 level? That's a different question, but he gets one, and he's going to be sitting out the first year.
And I don't know, and we talked a little bit about this. I had people come up to me talking about this. We were out at actually one of your sponsors.
Great.
D50.
Yes.
And so anyway, we were talking about that, and I let them know I was coming on with you, blah, blah, blah. And they were asking about this North point guard, and I was like, I've just seen video of him. I don't know. And I'm like, I think he has too much swagger. And Trent was saying, no, he loves it. And we can always dial that down. You can't amp that up very much. I would agree with you. I think it's not putting words into your mouth, but I think you would agree with that. But the North point guard, is he going to be a stud? He's going into his junior year. Are we going to get a stud point guard from the state of Iowa? Because I believe what you say. Paige would have been here had Fran been a year here earlier. I truly believe that.
And there's a lot of people in here, sir. Well, you mentioned it's Tyreek LeCour, kid from Des Moines.
Yes. Always forget his last name, yes.
LeCour, yes.
That's a great last name. I mean, he even has a swagger last name.
He does.
This kid.
He does.
I'm telling you.
Well, there's not only him. There's another top-level prospect, point guard prospect here in the state. Know who it is?
I'm going to guess it's a Bohannon.
No. We're finished with the Bohannon. No, it's a Quad City kid from Bettendorf, DJ Carton. Picked up.
No, I don't know about him. I don't know about him. Go, please.
And
tell me about him.
Just last week, 6'1", 180, just picked up an offer from Wisconsin.
Of course he did.
Uh-huh. Iowa has not
offered. What school again, Trent?
The Badgers. Wisconsin.
Oh, God, no. Please, Trent.
Yeah, yeah. That's he went to camp over there, picked up an offer, and obviously the front runners right now. So Iowa's kind of has a big decision here. Who do you put the full court press on? It sounds like Wisconsin obviously is in the lead right now for DJ Carton of Bettendorf, but do you go after LeCour now harder? Do you start to put a little pressure on Carton? Do you give him an offer? Where do you go here? It's not very often. It sounds like both these kids will be, at the very least, top 150 players for their class. LeCour, Carton, which way do you go? Carton, he's a prototypical Wisconsin point guard. LeCour has that swagger. He's got incredible quickness.
Gosh, does he?
He is so much fun to watch. Carton is more, he's solid. He's a really good player. I'm not taking anything away, but he doesn't have that same kind of showmanship of LeCour. Where does Fran go here?
What's Carton's cartoon, whatever, cartoon. I'm going to call him cartoon because he's that good.
Carton.
I don't even know. Okay, Carton. What would you do? I'm going to ask you right now, okay? Because the North kid, LeCour, who's got, I'm telling you people, this guy has swagger that is unbelievable, dribbling between guys' legs, making stuff thing. He's probably too cool for school for me, and I'm a guy that loves that stuff. So he can dial that down. Trent and I think, agree on that. He could dial that down a little bit and amp up his, let's go, defense. Come on, you gotta play defense to win. He worries me a little bit, but I love him. Do I want him? Yes. I have not seen this Bettendorf kid. Can they get both? Why not get both? What's this Bettendorf kid's size?
He's 6'1", 180. He is a point guard. You know, he's not a combo guard, which to me, I always say that combo guard is French for is not a point guard. That's what combo guard means in my world.
What are you saying, Westbrook? Russell Westbrook in the point guard? What do you mean?
No, he's different. He's different. I'm talking. When you hear, you know, about a recruit that's a combo guard, it means he's not a point guard. That's what combo guard means. But
yeah, or a girl that you're dating that has a nice personality, right?
Right. There's a nice personality. You're ridiculous.
Hey, I look for the good personalities. I'm the only one. All you guys look for the just the look. Just look. I got both. How about that?
Get out of here with that. Could they take?
All right, so you wouldn't take both. You can't take both, is what you're saying. So now I got to do homework on this. I'm going to look this up, and I want you right now to tell me who you would take, because the North kid is going into his junior year. Tell me about this Bettendorf kid. Who are you taking right now? I want you on the record. You have to be Fran. It's easy for us to sit back and say, "Oh, well, Fran got too many forwards, or got too many centers, or whatever, and didn't get enough many guards." I would have taken this guy. Who you taking if you had to do right now? Who you offering?
I'm going Tyreek. Tyreek LeCour is my guy. I love this kid's game. I do. I go there, and it might be a homer pick. I've only seen DJ Carton play once in person. I saw him play one time, so that is all that I have to kind of measure it on. I love Tyreek LeCour. I love the kid's game. I love the swagger. I love what he plays with. I think that this kid has a chance to be your four-year point guard at a position that is certainly going to be necessary. And at that point, now that year they are going to have four scholarships available. Maybe you could bring them both in at that point.
I think you do. I'll listen to you because you're the high school dude that is best friends with Shaq now, I understand.
Right.
And so I will listen to you on that front, and I will watch as much as I can. I will see it, and I want, because I love hardcore opinions, because I don't like to just come back and say, well, Fran or Lute Olson or Tom Davis or George Raveling or whoever, Steve Alford had it wrong.
Todd Licklider.
I want to be out there. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Todd Licklider. And Todd, we trust.
Oh, God. If he'd had one more year, you'd have seen it.
Yeah. Him and Cody Larson, that would have been a duo that would have went down in infamy. Oh, good stuff there. Well, Wolfgang, we got a couple minutes left here before we got to run. What else he got on the docket? What else he wanted to hit on today?
Let's see. Had a number of things. Well, I don't know if you want to do the football thing later, because this could be a long topic.
Yeah,
but
we're going to do that, I think, Friday. Wolfgang's got a list here of the top 50 college football players of all time. So we're going to get on that. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk to you about. Over on a little football recruiting, as Iowa gets a couple more commitments, including for next year's class, Jack Plum out of Wisconsin. All right.
Damn right.
They brought in a lot of Wisconsin guys here lately. This is different, though. They got a Wisconsin kid, an offensive line prospect that had a Wisconsin offer.
Again, why would you not go to Iowa if you're an offensive lineman? If you are a parent, and you are a parent, Trent Condon, okay, I don't know what Jimmy B is. Is Jimmy B a parent?
Yes. Got two boys.
Okay. If you are a parent, you put your kids in. I mean, I'm not going to tell my kids what to do, but I'm going to lay it out, and I'm going to be like, if my kid is, 6'6", 257, okay, and has good feet, I'm going to look at the guys that got them to the league to make freaking money. If that's what you want to do in life, which I'm assuming playing a game is something you'd want to do. Mm-hmm. It's becoming less and less of a game because we're hearing all about this CTE and this brain stuff, and I understand that. But if this is your thing, let me tell you, sometimes it's a parent's job to say, this is where you go, and where do you go if you're an offensive lineman or a tight end, and you build yourself into an offensive lineman? It's Iowa. They've got a proven track record, and if they can't sell that, it's pathetic. And it sounds like they are selling it. It sounds like, you hear about Oklahoma and their recruiting class. They've got now that 33-year-old coach. They relate to young guys, but if you got a program that does certain things well, Trent, bring them in, show them, prove them. It's facts. It's not BS. Who was the Alabama offensive coordinator, the jerk? I mean, that was all BS and just dopiness with that guy. It's not with Kirk. Kirk is an honest guy. So is his son, and he's a younger guy that can relate to the younger people. Coach offensive line. His dad coached offensive line. Reese Morgan is you can't be more honest than that guy. I've met him. He's just straight down the middle, just honest dude. But Iowa has to start maybe selling themselves more and bragging more with what they've done. Some of you are rolling your eyes. What do you mean bragging? Yes, I mean bragging with what they've done in terms of guys that they've gotten into the NFL, in terms of their success on the freaking field. Don't tell me you can't sell that.
That's a good point. And something that you see, they're continually evolving, recruiting. Iowa was at the forefront of a few things. They were one of the first teams that were throwing out, what do they call them? They call them edits now. The guys in the uniforms, already wearing the uniforms, busting through, different things like that. Iowa put together, they had like the puzzle pieces that the kid put together and be a puzzle of them wearing a Hawkeye uniform, different things like that. They were at the forefront. And as stodgy and as old as a lot of people give Kirk for, he's been open to new ideas. He's opened things up and done some different things, at least outside of the realm of what's going to happen on the football field. And they have a lot to be proud of, a lot that they can go out there and beat their chest about accomplishment-wise.
And they do. And I'm excited to watch it because I believe in these guys. This year, I just don't know. I think it all comes down to one thing. Now, that's not fair because I think the defensive line has to stay healthy. I think the offensive line will be totally fine. Who knows about wide receivers? I've told you about the guys that I like that I've actually brought up before other people. I'm just going to say that. I brought up certain people before other people. I'm just saying. I watched this tape, and I like this Cooper guy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Whether he will suck, I don't know. But I love his clips. I don't care what his 40 time. He's getting faster. But if they have wide receivers, but the quarterback position is scary for me, Trent. And if Stanley doesn't get it done, I don't know about Weers. I just didn't watch enough of him, of his high school film. I watched a ton of Stanley, and I liked him.
Right.
And it sounds like he's a bullet passer. He just likes to throw it hard, and he doesn't have touch. If that's the case, that stinks. I don't think that is the case, because would Kirk have done that last year and wasted a year, Trent, on that stuff? I think he's got it in him. He's just got to figure it out, and he's got a summer to figure it out, so we'll see. But if Weers is the better man, he's the better man, and we'll see it, and I will admit that I'm wrong, because I liked Stanley's tape.
He's going out singing Better Man, Pearl Jam's own Wolfgang with this on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Hey, good talking with you again, Wolfgang. We'll do it on Friday, and I'm looking forward to what you got there. Top 50 players. Now, I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to look it up or anything like that, but this is top 50 players of all time. Is there a certain period it comes back to?
Yes. Please don't. It's not as much fun if you do homework. You know what I mean?
Right.
Please don't. But it's top 50 college players of all time.
Of all time. All right. I will think about it, but I will not research it. And we'll see what we come up with on Friday. We'll talk to you then. All right, Wolfgang?
Thanks, Trent. See you, man.
That's Wolfgang. You can find him on Twitter at Wolfgang Hawkeye. A lot of fun stuff and always a good time talking with him about all kinds of different stuff. Quick break. Coming back on the other side with more. Jimmy B back ready to join the fray. Coming up at 1:40, we got Randy Wayofer. We'll talk with him about the Iowa Cubs. Kyle Schwarber in town. How long can it last? And the crowds are immense out at Principal Park. We'll do that next year as we roll through. It's a Tuesday. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700 from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
You're excited about your new business. Now the challenge is to get everyone else excited about it too. Signature Sign and Graphics can help. No need for 5 different companies to provide you with window decals, bumper stickers, signs, and logo wall art. Signature Sign and Graphics does all that and more. See what Signature Sign and Graphics can do for your business. They're online at signsdsm.com and in real life at a new location right off Highway 141 in Grimes. That's just 5 minutes from the Urbandale Super Target. Call 402-SIGN, 402-SIGN. Signature Sign and Graphics. Graphics.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Any.
Summer is here, and when the storms hit and your roof leaks, it's time to call Wolf Construction. From a complete re-roof to just fixing that leaky roof. The roofing staff has experience working with many different roof systems with Wolf Construction and a knowledge of how the roof system works best for your home. Wolf Construction will do their best to honor you with timely communication, a job well done, and a price that's fair. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-225-8866 or online. WolfConstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, welcome back. Jimmy B and TC here on the Big Talker 1700. We'll take you up until 3 o'clock this afternoon, about halfway home. Still to come on the program today, we got Randy Wayhofer. He's going to join us from the Iowa Cubs. You hear his voice, and he'll be talking a lot about Kyle Schwarber throughout the broadcast here in the coming days, weeks. We'll see how long that's going to last. We'll get the thoughts on the debut for 2017 with the Iowa Cubs for Kyle Schwarber after he was sent down to work on a number of different things and get his thoughts of what he's seen out of him. 1-for-4 last night, 3 strikeouts his first 3 times up, and then an absolute rope after that. And Randy will talk with that coming up here in just a little bit. We got Scott Dixon stopping by, the IndyCar racer, the winner of the 2008 Indy 500, getting ready for Iowa Corn 300, July 9th, and Zuba Mahenta will be here as well, Jimmy B.
I'm looking forward to that. We got a last few hours are going to be power-packed.
Yes, yeah, halfway home on a Tuesday.
I like it.
Working our way through the summer months.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been okay.
Baseball's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Royals are making a run at things. Twins gave one back last night. How about the Indians last night? Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
Down 7-2. They go 8-2, actually, to the Rangers.
I saw they came
back.
Yeah.
And win the game. That was one where, well, at least if the Twins don't get this win here tonight, at least the Indians are going to get beaten
up. I saw our boy Dave Koken out in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And apparently he had something, a little taste on the Indians.
Degenerate Dave?
Yes. So he writes out, "This is unbelievable. I can't believe that the Indians are getting smacked like this." And I guess they scored a couple of runs. And he says, "Texas is going to blow this game. I'm going to end up winning this." And he did. And he did. That's nuts. 15-9. That's crazy.
It was. Down 8-2. You think it's over.
Yeah.
They came roaring right back. Yeah, a lot of good baseball around here. Cubs, we'll see if they can get things right. Maybe this is the one. You beat a very good Nationals team. You got 4 games out there, 1 already in the books. You know, maybe this is, you win this series, you get that positive momentum. Mm-hmm. We're just waiting. We're waiting for the spark.
We are, and maybe it is the Washington series, but tonight it's a dandy. Tonight you and I are locked and loaded.
Right.
Arrieta and Scherzer.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is what makes baseball. Out of 162 games, you look for the big matchup, and that's what we got tonight.
Yeah, very good one there. Yep. Might keep an eye on the Yankees and White Sox tonight.
Okay.
You know, Quintana has not had a very good year for the White Sox. Remember, all really winter long, we were kind of waiting after they traded Sale.
Uh-huh.
Is when they're going to trade Quintana, and now you got to figure his value. Boy, it's gone down in a big way. Still good left-hander there. See if he can pitch well against the Yankees. Late tonight, St. Louis, they're facing the Diamondbacks, who continue to play some good baseball down there. Taijuan Walker against Carlos Martinez. So a decent matchup here late in the evening as well. Now, those are probably the baseball games that'll grab my attention, of course. I'll be watching my Twins as well.
I know you will. Now, if you get bored, you can always flip on the Los Angeles Sparks and the Connecticut Sun in the WNBA.
You can give me a full report of that one tomorrow before we start the show. I'll make sure to bring my earplugs. Coming back on the other side, we got Randy Wehofer from the Iowa Cubs. He's going to join us. Kyle Schwarber talking much more on the other side as we roll through. It's a Tuesday, Jimmy B and TC. From the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines. With Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multi-family homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Life's never perfect, but as realtors, we know living it in the perfect place can make a big difference. Imagine watching your toddler vomit all over the hardwood floors when you almost settled for carpet. Screaming loudly into a pillow in that private first floor master. Finding the mudroom covered in what you hope is mud and remembering why you wanted a mudroom. So get the perfect place to house all of life's imperfections. Get Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Napa Know How.
When you buy AC Pro refrigerant at Napa for $33.99, it comes with a pressure gauge, quick connect hose, and refrigerant to make just about any car cool again. Old cars, new cars, brown cars, even cars with hand crank windows. If it has four wheels and an air conditioner, AC Pro refrigerant for $33.99 can make your car cool. Literally. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 KBGG with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo.
The trick golf shot that I do have is when I hit it in the woods if I find it. If I find it in the woods, I'm good.
I've seen you golf. The trick shot for you is hitting the green in regulation.
There you go.
Then join former Pro Bowl running back Tiki Barber and Brandon Tierney for the Tiki and Tierney Show and head into the evening with former Register sports writer Bill Ryder with Ryder Than You on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. BGG.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet. Equipment not returned and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1/21/17.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back in. We continue to roll all the way until 3 o'clock today. Scott Dixon coming up at 2 o'clock and Zubin Mahente at 2:35. Right now, however, we go down to Principal Park. Randy Wayofer, longtime employee of the team, longtime broadcaster, and a good guy to have on your radio show, which is why we talk to him right now on the Draft House 50 hotline. Randy, how are you, man?
I'm great, Jimmy B and TC. How are you guys?
We're doing terrific. Almost 10,000 people at the Yod last night just to see Kyle Schwarber strike out three times and then rope one that was a like a gunshot, and he could only make it the first base. He hit it so hard.
He gave the people what they came to see by the end of the night. You know, the New Orleans starter last night is pitching about as well as anybody in this league right now. He came in with a 0.50 ERA in his last three starts, and as a left-hander, you know, Kyle in the middle of his struggles hadn't seen many lefties lately. Kind of had turned into a platoon guy almost for Joe Maddon as he was trying to get things straightened out. So it's a good test for him. The guy struck out nine yesterday. We only had five hits in a 1-0 game, so it wasn't an easy day to hit for anybody, but that right-handed reliever came in for the eighth inning throwing 96 and 97, and he's got no problem handling that still.
Yeah, you can see just the difference there from a soft tosser to what he saw when somebody was pumping it up there. What is the game plan for Kyle Schwarber and what the iCubs are working to do with him? Is it a chance to just clear the head mechanically? Have they talked about anything that they're looking at? Is it a rebuild? Where are you at right now as you look at what they're trying to do with Schwarber?
I think it's probably a little bit of all of those things. It's not a rebuild. It's not like what Jason Hayward did in the offseason to completely reinvent himself. I think that reading Theo Epstein's comments and talking about the fact that what made Kyle such a special prospect was he could hit the ball 475 feet, but he also took his walks and hit one into the gap in left center field for a while and it was a 300 hitter. He was a complete hitter. And over the course of missing an entire season with the knee injury last year, and then maybe a little bit of the adrenaline and all that goes with coming back for the World Series and all the things surrounding the beginning of this season with the ceremonies and batting leadoff, that for whatever reason, he's gotten away from being that complete hitter. You know, he's still got 12 home runs, but he's hitting just 170, and they would like him to return to that more consistent form where you can't shift against him and you hit the ball where it's pitched. And guys go through ruts like that all the time. And because he's young enough and has options, you have the luxury to send him down and work in a different environment and get a little bit of the mental reset to go along with it. And, you know, probably won't be more than a couple of weeks. We hope it's not more than a couple of weeks. And just kind of get back to being the guy that he was. And, you know, the world's been moving pretty fast for all of the Cubs here lately.
Yeah, you're right about that, Randy. Okay, so I want to hear if you can recreate your call with manager Peavy getting tossed out in the first inning. Come on, give it to us.
Yesterday or Saturday, because he's done it twice in 3 days
now. He has. What's up with that anyway? Is he chafed about something? Come on.
You know, it was the strikes on the other day, and I think they had an argument yesterday. You know, as a former catcher, Taylor Davis hasn't said a bad word to anybody in 3 years coming through here. And the batter clearly crossed in front of home plate when he was thrown down to second base in a stolen base attempt in the top of the first. And, you know, Taylor pleaded his case, and it obviously wasn't going to get changed, apparently. And Marty came out, and being a former catcher, I think if there's anything that Marty feels like he has a pretty good handle on, it's, you know, what kind of happens around that home plate area. Whatever explanation, I think he went out yesterday just to make sure that Taylor Davis got his head back in the game, and then whatever explanation he was getting from the home plate umpire, he must not have liked, because that escalated pretty quickly. I imagine we'll see Marty around for the rest of the week, and after these last couple of days, get back on his best behavior for a bit.
Well, the big crowds that Jim mentioned a little bit
earlier.
Almost
10,000 Monday night.
What's the expectation level? How many are you going to be packing here as you guys are at home all the way through July 3rd? I mean, are we going to get up maybe over the weekend, 10, 11, 12,000?
Well, last night is really the indication of the Schwarber effect. Getting into the weekend, Unity Point's got their annual night. That's a 12 to 13,000 night on Friday anyway. The three of us could be playing the outfield, and we would have a full house on Friday. And July 2nd and 3rd for the holiday fireworks are always big days. That's the biggest deal of minor league baseball. So those were going to be big days anyway. But Schwarber certainly had a huge impact last night. And, you know, these next few days leading into the weekend, his presence is going to make an impact. I don't know if it'll be quite as big as last night. There was a big spike for the presale leading into yesterday's game, and some for these next few days, but not quite as big. But because the weather's beautiful right now, and because he had the big hit last night, everybody was reminded with all the coverage that he is here and in town, you know, walk-up has a chance to be pretty good, and this is not going to be your average Tuesday either.
No, it won't be. What do you expect tonight? Do you expect over 10?
You know, I think based on the presale, unless the, you know, the phones have probably been ringing off the hook all day again today. I've been up in the press box, and I'm not quite sure where we're at. But I wouldn't be surprised if we maybe even went down a little bit to 8,500 or something like that, which is still tremendous for a Tuesday night this time of year. So I'd love it for it to be even bigger. Come on out and see us. We'd love to have you. You know, but we live in an urgency world. It's everybody wants to be first. I think last night there was a huge interest to come and see his first game here for sure.
Randy, you've seen so many great players come through, especially recently, just
right.
The number of guys that have gone through and made a big impact at the next level. I wanted to get your thoughts on Ian Happ. You know, we've seen this guy came up kind of on fire, then went through a lull, come back and has been good. What's the future for Ian Happ in terms of position-wise, where in the order? What do you see when you kind of look into your crystal ball? What do you see for him going forward in his future?
I think he's a better outfielder than infielder right now, but it's just going to be a matter of opportunity, you know, and the fact that, you know, whether it's the injury to Zobrist or his own play and the loss of Fowler and all the things that has allowed him to get some regular at-bats, he's awfully good. He fits the profile. Even yesterday in the media session with Kyle, the common denominator of all of these guys, they all wear it a little bit differently, but there's a real burning desire in each of them to be great. And Schwarber didn't shy away from that even yesterday in meeting with the local media and the people that were here. He talked about working hard because he wants to be the best. And it makes my ears perk up because not enough guys have the courage to talk like that and do the work to follow up on it. And it is a unique characteristic. And that's what Bryant and Rizzo and Baez and Hendricks, and they all share. And Happ has that too. He has that demeanor, that attitude where it's not a cockiness, but there's a determination about him that fits in with that. And he fits the way Joe Maddon likes to manage a game. And I think he's going to be a solid major league player for a long time.
Randy Weyhofer is our guest with the iCubs. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Randy, the team itself, look, you're what, over 11 games out of first place. Nobody really pays that close of attention to that. Everybody understands what the goal is in AAA baseball. Is there somebody that you see right now on the team who would be the next to leave? We saw Happ only for a month, and then he was gone. Who's next?
Well, Jamer Candelario just left 2 days ago, and he you know, came back and went through about a 3-week stretch where he struggled a little bit. And I thought, just kind of watching his body language, may have been pressing a little bit coming back from the big leagues, trying to force his way back. And it's hard to force things in the game of baseball. And the last 2 weeks, he's been swinging it really well again, and had a double last night in Washington. He's a terrific player, a switch hitter with power from both sides. He's a great third baseman. You know, Theo made the comment publicly that if he was in any other organization, people would be talking about Rookie of the Year with him leading into this season, not whether or not he has a chance to make the team. And then what Victor Caratini has done this year has been really impressive. He's been so consistent. I mean, as the regular catcher for this team, he's still batting .336. Sixth in the league. He's got a career high in home runs, and he's one away from a career high in RBIs, and we're just past the halfway point of the season. He's throwing out over 25% of runners trying to steal, you know, but he's in a position where Wilson Contreras just got to the big leagues last year as the number one guy, and it seems like he's got a bright future. You know, the Victor plays a pretty good first base, which is also occupied. You know, there aren't any obvious holes in the lineup, but there aren't any obvious holes in the games of guys like Candelario and Caratini either. And those two, for me, have stood out with their not only moments of brilliance, but their consistency with that over the course of the year with this year's club.
7:08 the next two nights. Day game coming up on Thursday there through the weekend, July 3rd. We'll put the cap on things with the home dates for the Iowa Cubs. Randy, should be a lot of fun, and fireworks are coming, right?
We got fireworks Friday and then Sunday and Monday. Sunday and Monday will be the extended holiday shows. Friday will be a normal fireworks Friday night. And then the big holiday blowout specials, fireworks spectacular Sunday and Monday.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun. Randy, it's always good catching up with you.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Okay, Randy. Thank you. There you go. Randy Wayover with the iCubs. He'll be working the radio call tonight, along with Dean Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys have been doing it a long time. They're good.
Yes.
They're fun to listen to. But look, this is real interesting. When your team is over 11 games out of first place, and we have this discussion all the time, that when you get to the AAA level, it's not about how many games. Look, everybody likes to win, but it's not about how many games that you can win. It's about how well the players develop.
Yes.
Because the next step mm-hmm. is the show.
You know, there's a time, especially I think at AA,
yeah.
where AA is usually your young kids, some of your uber prospects that are young guys that you would like to see that group win, because these are the guys that you're kind of hoping for develop together. At the AAA level, there's so much back and forth with the 40-man roster, the up and down that happens. You're right, Jim. The win-loss record doesn't matter.
No.
And I could maybe even argue, I don't know if you want your AAA team to be great. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
It might say something that you just have a bunch of guys that are quadruple-A players. Now, the other thing could be your big league squad so good that it leads to your AAA squad being very good as well. But for the most part, I'd probably argue that that'd be the case. You don't want to have a great AAA team unless you also have a great major league team.
Yeah. Look, Iowa was a terrific AAA team. About, what, 3 years ago when all those guys were there?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they won a lot of games.
No surprise.
Yeah. And now all those guys are, mm-hmm. they've won a World Series. I mean, just think about all the guys that are on that team that played here in Des Moines.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is.
It really is. So, look, they're doing what they're supposed to do at Principal Park. Supposed to get guys in,
mm-hmm.
make them better, and get ready for the big time, which is Chicago. And they're doing exactly what they are paid to do, and it's working.
It is working, no doubt about it. We'll take a timeout here. Coming back, we got Scott Dixon to kick off the 2 o'clock hour. IndyCar racer, he'll start things off. Zuba Mahente, he'll be here as well. ESPN SportsCenter anchor. We're rolling through here. It's a Tuesday. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700, live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
1700K BGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Can you finish this little ad phrase? Every kiss begins with... Right, most people know it's every kiss begins with K for K Jewelers. But this message isn't about jewelry. It's about how your memory works. Why is it you remember certain ad messages and literally hundreds of songs that you never set out to memorize? That's the power of sound. It can make a good tune or a good idea stick. Now here's a question. Would you like to learn the five secrets of making a message for your business sticky, you know, memorable and powerful? Then just call us and ask to speak to our ad strategy manager. He'd be glad to share them with you, no obligation. The good thing is, with radio, you can afford to get sticky. Then when someone's in the market for what you sell, who are they going to remember? If you want them to remember you, take advantage of radio. The power of sound.
Hi, this is Jeff Peterson. If you'd like to learn the five secrets of a powerful campaign, just call me here at the station, 331-9200. We're glad to share them.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit one Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
One good thing about perennials, they return every year. Another good thing, the Home Depot has 1 gallon varieties, a special buy for just $6.98. Regionally selected, so they're bred to thrive and guaranteed for a full year. Let them put down some roots and stay a while. Come next year, they'll return the favor. Again and again. 1 gallon perennials, a special buy at $6.98. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your